This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ariana colon ARIANACOLON, date of birth 12/02/1992, date of appointment January 30, 2025, requesting physician Andrea Carrasco, ANDRESEARR. ASCO. Dear Dr. Carrasco, I have the pleasure of seeing Ariana colon today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 32-year-old, right-handed woman whose right hand, first, second, and third fingers are numb. Left cheek is numb. She had a baby which was delivered by C-section on 1/17/2025. After that, she developed pain in the right shoulder. Pain was traveling to the right side of the neck and head. Cyclobenzaprine was prescribed. Left side of the face become numb and weak. She could not close the eye, could not... She went to the hospital again where a CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Her left side is okay. Legs are okay. She has a headache which comes and goes. It is back of the head, sharp, throbbing, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, no dizziness, no visual phenomena. Ibuprofen 600 milligram helps. After C-section, she woke up with the pain on the right side. She is not breastfeeding. Past medical history, none. Past surgical history, 4 C-section. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, iron. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is a store manager. She is married, lives with the husband, have 4 children. Family history, mother alive, COPD, father alive and healthy. 2 sister, one has a thyroid problem. No brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling, headache, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen south bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed, decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the first, second, and third finger of the right hand. Gait, no ataxia. Assessment and plan. 32-year-old right-handed woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left-sided Bell's palsy. Number 2, rule out stroke. Number 3, migraine. Number 4, right-sided carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order MRI of the brain, MRA of the head, and MRV of the head. I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities. I would like to order the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron total, iron binding capacity, vitamin D, and Lyme antibodies. I would like to start prednisone 10 milligram, 4 tablet daily for 3 days, then 3 tablet daily for 3 days, and then 2 tablet daily for 3 days, then 1 tablet daily for 3 days, and then discontinue. I would like to start acyclovir 400 milligram, 3 times daily for 5 days. The facial exercises and the prognosis of the Bell's palsy explained to the patient. If MRI of the brain will be positive, then she need a hypercoagulable workup. If it is negative, then she might need MRI of the C-spine. I advised her to put the eye patch during the night and use the artificial tears. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done.